Himu v'kiblu ayudim aleihem v'al zaram v'al kol anovim aleihem v'lo yavor liyos osim es shnei hayamim ha'ela kichsavam v'chizmanam v'chol shana v'shana v'hayamim ha'ela nizkarim v'nasim v'chol dor v'dor mishpacha mishpacha medina medina v'ir v'ir v'imei ha'purim ha'ela lo yavru mitoch ha'yehudim v'zichram lo yosuf mizaram. Very end the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam Paskins, Kol Sifrei HaNeviim ve'achol ha'ksuvim asidin libot el limos ha'mashiach. Shocking. Chutz mi Megillah Sester, arei kayemes kechamisha chum she'torah che'alacho shel torah she'bal peh she'enon betelem le'olam. The Rambam l'shitaso, who holds that halacha is eternal, ein be'olam ezel limos ha'mashiach el shibud malchios bovar chanan, that halacha never changes. Eliyahu is not going to be matir es ha'aser, and at oser that which is mutter. So, shockingly, Megillas Esther, which Esther had to fight the Chachamim, the Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin, Shalchulam Esther l'Chachamim, Kisvuni l'Doros, they were very reticent. Ad she mitza'u la mikra shekasuv k'sov zozikaron ba'sefer. The one that had the least chance of getting in is the only sefer of Nach, Lashitas HaRambam, that remains. And yet, for the Rambam, we need to explore what's the basis of Nach being Batel. How could that possibly be? The Ravid is shocked himself. Divrei Hedyotos, who's this isn't Kashi Le'Avner, right? Divrei Hedyotos, this is just wrong. Ki lo yibatel sefer mikol asfarim shein sefer shein bo limud. If the Rambam holds that halacha can never change, so there's so many halachos that are derived about Avelos from Sefer Yechezkel, about Shabbos from Sefer Yeshayahu, Kabbat Shabbos and Onik Shabbos, Likdosh Hashem Mechubad, Vekarasol HaShabbos Onik, Mimtso Chavtzecha V'daber Daver, V'daber Davar, Diburcha B'Shabbos, Diburcha B'chol. So the Ravid says, so Aval Kach Amru, it says the tradition that the Rambam had, we'll have to go to the Makor and Chazal, so Afilu Yibatlu Shar Svarim Milikro Spahan, even if there are no public readings of the Svarim, Megillah Lo Sibatel Milikro Sosa Bitzibur. It's interesting. But it wasn't just that the Rambam felt that Megillah Esther had an eternal quality that was not relevant to other Sifrei Nach, he went further. V'afal pi shekol zichron atzaros yibatel, shenemar, ki nishkechu atzaros harishonos v'chinisteru me'enai. Yimei apurim lo yibatlu, shenemar, v'yimei apurim ho'ele lo yavru mitoch ha'yehudim v'zichron lo yosef mizaram. That even though all of the other tzaros, it's interesting because he's contrasting Purim with tzaros, noting that there's a certain quality of tzara, Tzimei Apurim. That's why we continue to have Tanis Esther to begin with. Think about it, it doesn't really make sense. The Arba Taniyos that are connected to Churban Beis HaMikdash, we know based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yad Ches, that one day, Yule Beis Yehuda Le, Sason Le Simcha, Yom Kippur is from the Torah. Tanis Esther, why should we be fasting at all? We were saved. But there's a dual quality to Purim. We observe it every year. First is a day of Tzara. Then it's a day of Geula. There are two different readings in the Megillah. The reading at Megillah at night very much corresponds to the aspect of Tzara. That's why we say Asher Heini only at night. Question is to whether we should say Shechiyonu again. We pass in that you have to say a separate Shechiyonu in the morning. It's not really the same as Megillah. It writes why we fast to the end of the Tainus as well. So the Rambam holds that just like Megillas Esther is Kayim after Nach, that Yimei Apurim Mo'ela are Kayim. So the Magen Mishnah very classically says, he says, okay, so if it's a Machlokes, what's going to be the most on Mashiach between the Rambam and the Ravid in terms of Sifrei Nach? He says, you know, basically, we're going to have to see what happens in the future. Amar Magia Chenucha Liyashev Shekavanas Harav Al Kriyasa and Shelo Yal Derech Achiyav Ra Kriyasa Megillah. Maybe we can modulate the Rambam's position. But the fact remains that the stubborn wording of the Rambam, Kol Sifrei HaNeviim VeHachol HaKsuvim Asidin LiBatel, doesn't sound that way. What's the makor of the Rambam? Perhaps in Medrash and Sefer, the Medrash Mishlei. There, the Medrash says, not exactly the way the Rambam formulated it, because again, halacha can't change. The Rambam talked about Zichron Atzarus Yibatel. But the Medrash goes even further. Noam, go ahead. Shkol HaMoadim.
So all the other holidays will be nullified, but Purim will never be nullified.
There's not going to be Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkos, which are all, you know, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yemos HaMashiach, as is dealt with at the in the Gemara at the very end of the first parak of Masech the Brachos, is to be Machlokis, Reb Lazar ben Azari and the Chachamim, about Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yemos HaMashiach. But you could argue that all the mother Moados will be Batel, right? Especially those that are fundamentally premised on Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? But Purim, ironically, as a Din D'Rabbanan, is not going to be batel. Okay? As the Pasuk says, Yimei HaPurim Ha'ilu Lo Yavru Mitoch HaYehudim. That's interesting, because the Rambam, in his formulation, linked it to, right, Chamisha Chum Sheikot, Torah Uche Halacho Shel Torah Shebal Peh. We have to understand. Amr Blazar,
Af Yom HaKippurim Eino Batel Le'olam, Zemar Vayatazo Lefam Uchad Olam, Lefam Ne'esom, Kof HaKatam Achat Matanah.
In Yom Kippur, and of course Yom Kippur you can understand because that's detached from, you know, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. The idea is Yemos HaMashiach, that Gulas Mashiach will, you know, dwarf Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that you can understand why Yom Kippur conceptually would be an exception. But he seems to base it on a pasuk, and which wording in the pasuk Ben Sion suggests that Yom Kippur is around forever? Vayisazos lachem l'chukas olam, just like by Purim, right? You had this idea. So the tshuva of the Rashba, or the Rashba was presented with this question, you know, this medrash in Mishlei, very difficult medrash to understand, right? Halacha is going to change so dramatically. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah. Shekol Mawadim Betelim May Apurim Lo Yubetelim Shinemer May Apurim Mayel Yavim Mitoch Hayudim Zichron Lo Yosem Mizarim Umi Uzashi Yomer Shivatel Min Torah Filo Achas Afilu Kutzo Shel Yud Vivor Rabu Amiforshim Agadazo Beosna Velo Nichlas Boechad Mehem Hodienu Perusha. So the Shaul says to Rashba, I've heard so many different kvetches, bedochak, explanations of this, and can't accept any of them. Hu sham rusham amr rabbi afya makipur meno batal olam shnemar vaisas oslacham bchukas olam imkain zekasha yoser shere gam bipsachim kasav chukas olam shnemar vayayam hayom azalacham zikaron vechagosem oso chag lashem darosechem chukas olam tchagu vekasav vishmartem es hayom azal darosechem chukas olam. So says the Rashba, al kain nirali perusho. Shekol ha'mawadim lo yivtiach aleihem yizbarach shelo yigrom ha'cheid bitulam be'echad min hazmanim. Kmo shekasav, shikach Hashem b'tzion moed v'shabas, the pasuk in Eicha. Aval b'mei apurim yivtiach dekasav lo yavru misoch ha'yehudim v'zichram lo yosef mizaram. Lo yavru v'lo yosef asom havtacha lo azhara. V'chein yom kippur v'aysazos lachem havtacha shi'tiyah l'chukas olam Shayom Yechaper v'afilu lo yishmeru v'zedas Rebbe kan kedato b'gemara. As we know, the Amar Yom HaKippur Mechaper ben al shavim ben al she'en an shavim. Chukas Olam, it says by Pesach, is just a Nazara. So who can tell me what's pshat for the Rashba? What's the Rashba's interpretation of the Medrash? Is that, of course, Pesach will be Shayuch and Shavuos and Sukkos and Rosh Hashanah. When we talk about Batel, we don't mean that the Halachos are abrogated. So, what's the Rashba saying? Who picked up on the Rashba? Okay. Shimi, what was his pshat? Who picked up what the Rashba is saying? Levi?
Sounds like the attitude surrounding them.
The attitude. But that the Megillah was making as a havtacha that in every door a Purim would be kept. Just like Yom Kippur will continue to be effective. Even people don't observe Yom Kippur. Remember, there's like a Shita of Rebbe ready to Moshe Yom Mechaper. It's really interesting. I was once talking about this many years ago. I said, it'd be amazing to see whether this was actually true. That there'd be some observance of Purim throughout every single generation, even when the Jewish people were under enormous oppression from a spiritual perspective. So I was giving the shiur. At the end of the shiur, somebody came up to me who had been raised in the Soviet Union. You know, in the Soviet Union, there was religious oppression of every kind. Jews were not allowed to mark their holidays. Going to shul could be criminalized, etc. So he approached me and he told me something remarkable to confirm this tshuva of the Rashba, even though it doesn't sound like the pshat in terms of the Medrash of Mishlei, where the Medrash really says, libatel. Libatel normally means not just that it wasn't practiced, but doesn't need to be practiced because it's null and void. But here's what he told me. He said the one holiday he knew about growing up, he didn't know anything from Pesach, or Shavuos, or Sukkot, or Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Because it was a death sentence to observe. The one thing that he knew was Purim. Why? Because they had a Purim spiel. Because he said that the authorities didn't consider it to be a religious activity. They thought that it was just, you know, whatever, art or satire. Goof of the Rashba. That even the Soviet Union, he had a semblance of Purim. But it's a very difficult medrash, and the Rashba gives a noble and valiant attempt. But the truth is there's also a Yerushalmi, and this Yerushalmi seems to be more what the Rambam was working off of. Certainly in terms of Megillas Esther. Shimshi, go ahead. Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar. My time, because it says about Maimar Sinai, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah more broadly, Kol Gadol, Lo Yosef here are not interpreted to mean that it will not continue, but as Targum Unkla says, Velo Pasuk, right, that it didn't stop. Rish Lakish Amar. Nemar Khan. Oh. So the pasuk is Kol Gadol v'lo Yosef, right? And it says there v'zichram lo Yosef mizaram. In the halachos it says the pasuk in Chabakuk halichos olam lo that they're eternal. So normally you have a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan, but here clearly the Rambam understood that Reish Lakish was only adding on to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said the chamisha chumshei Torah and Reish Lakish added on Megillas Esther. And halachos. But the question is why? What's so special about Megillas Esther? I know the pasuk says, "V'imei apurim ha'ela lo yavru mitolcha Yehudim v'zichram lo Yosef mizaram." But why? And why did the Rambam use that language? Such a telling language. Megillas Esther harei kayemes kechamisha chum sheitora halachos shel Torah shabal peh she'enan betelin la'olam. Was the Rambam just saying that just like chamisha chum sheitora are eternal? And Torah Shabbal Peh is eternal. So too the Megillah is eternal. Or is he saying something more meduyuk than that? Harei kekayemes kichamisha chumshei Torah. For the very same reason. But the question is, what is there about Megillas Esther that means that it has to be kayim for the very same reason that halacha is always kayim? And what can we learn from the psukim that Reish Lakish quoted about Maimad Har Sinai, Kol Gadol Velo Yosef, connecting that to the pasuk in the Megillah, V'zichram lo Yosef mizaram. Anybody have a gedank?
Oh.
How do you learn?
Because B'nai Yisrael will be accepted. Could be because around the time B'nai Yisrael will be accepted to
Abba Ratzon. Oh. This is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that may be the linchpin here. Before we get to that, it's interesting Gemara Nedarim about Sifrei Nach in general. Amar of Adab Rabbi Chanina El Malei Chatu L'Israel. If the Jewish people hadn't sinned, No Nitan Lehem Elo Chamisha Chum Shei Torah V'Sefer Yoshua Bilvad She'erko Shel Eretz Yisrael Hi Maitaima Ki B'Rov Chachma Rov Kas. The Sifrei Nevim and Ksuvim generally not meant to introduce new halachos, but it was remonstrating with the Jewish people over various sins. Could be part of the calculus here. get to Levi's point. Levi, you brought it up. Why don't you do the honors, the just desserts?
Levi said to me, "Sachti so hard." So he said, "Under the mountain, Amarav Ivdimi Bar Chama Bar Chasa." Melamed she Chava Akash Baruch Hu Aleihem and so hard ki gigis. Hashem holds the mountain over them like a cask. Amarav Im Antam Kabel Matorat Mutav Im Lav Shem Tehei Gruaschem. Amarav Acha Bar Yaakov Mikan Moldaa Ra.
What does that mean? What is that expression? Mikan Moda Rabba Lo Raisa? What does that expression mean? Mikan Moda Rabba Lo Raisa? Ezra, what does that expression mean? That there's this great objection that we can have in terms of the binding nature of the Kabbalah Satorah. We were coerced. It was Ba'onas. It just threatened us. Rashi says exactly as you suggested a second ago. Levi, go ahead. So what's Rashi saying? That Mamad Har Sinai, which was linked in the Yerushalmi, right? Kol Gadol Velo Yasaf, which was linked to Megillah, Vizichram Lo Yasaf Mizara. And the problem is that Mamad Har Sinai was Yira. But Kimu V'Kiblu was Ava. So perhaps the Pshat in the Rambam is as follows in terms of Mikra Megillah. It says, when he said, Arei Ke Kayemes Ke Chamisha Chum She Torah Halacha Shal Torah Shabal Peh, is why do we really need Mikra Megillah? Not for any one halacha that's found there, but for the Kabbalah Satorah itself. And the substance of the Torah is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shabal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is Chamisha Chum She Torah. Right. The other Sifrei Nach are really remonstrating with the Jewish people. Right. All of the halachos of Nach really are embedded in the Torah itself. Okay? Then you have the Torah Shebaal Peh to explain that, to explicate that, to elaborate on that. But you still need some text that establishes Kabbalah Satorah. The actual Kabbalah Satorah. So second Levi. And so maybe that's the Pshat in the Rambam. Harei kayemes ke chamisha chum she Torah chalacho shel Torah shebal peh as part of that rubric. He wasn't just saying in addition to chamisha chum she Torah and halacho shel Torah shebal peh, but it's part of the same rubric that establishes the eternal aspect of Torah, of Kabbalah Satorah. Now, before we turn it over from questions, I just wanted to take a moment together with you, next few moments, to reflect on the import of this Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. Can somebody explain to me what the Gemara is saying about the difference between Kabbalah, really, of anything? It happens to be of Torah, but Kabbalah of anything from Ava as opposed to Yira. Shimi, please explain. So, and I just want to push you one step further. You said it very well. But can you really talk about being mekabel something from Yira?
No, not really.
Why? Because as soon as...
You're not doing it willingly. And then to accept it, you have to be doing it willingly.
Right, when the external impetus, pressure is removed, so nothing really changed. Mashalama davardome. Let's say you're in a submarine and there's a hole. Rov Ganavim Baba Machteres. And a person puts his finger in the hole. Okay? As soon as he takes his finger out, nothing's changed. It's totally external. Right? So Kaf Aleim Harke Gigis, when you talk about a Kabbalah Satorah, as the Gemara itself concedes, Mikan Moda Rabba Lo Raisa. What kind of Kabbalah is that? So, scaring, intimidating, forcing, can never a true Kabbalah make. Kabbalah means an acceptance of, with some implication of internalization. And that's true in general in life. And so what Chazal perceived in the Megillah is Me'avas Hanes, there is a special and expansive spirit that defined the Jewish people at this time. And all of a sudden, right, despite the fact that the threat had been removed, right? So interesting. Kimu v'kibul ha'yudim alehem v'al zaram is from Perek Tes in the Megillah after the destruction of Haman and his sons and all the anti-Semites. It'd be one thing to say, Megillah has to ratify the Kabbalah Satorah in Perek Hay, or in Perek Dalet, Lech Kenosis Kol HaYehudim. Doesn't draw it from there, when the sword was hanging over their necks. That would have been the same problem. But they were Mekabel because they were in distress. They feared the consequences. But this was something different altogether. And the challenge that's laid out for us, and then we'll go over to questions. No different than the Gemara Masechta Yoma that talks about Tshuva Me'ava, totally transcending Tshuva Me'ira. Tshuva Me'ira at best can turn Zedonos into Shkagos, or Tshuva Me'ava can turn Zedonos into Zechuyos. Because Tshuva Me'ava, Avodas Hashem in general from Ahava, as the Rambam notes in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Yud, right? Tamala Gedola v'lo kol chacham zochala. And Purim is a time to think about to what extent we've internalized Torah. To what extent is Torah a matter of our culture, a matter of our community, a matter of what's asked of us, even demanded of us? And to what extent is there a genuine Kabbalah? To what extent is there a genuine process of identification and internalization with the values of Torah? It's no accident that the Gemara compares the Jewish people at Sinai to Jewish people during the times of Ahasuerus. Just as the Jewish people had become profoundly assimilated in Mitzrayim, Lakachas lo goy mikerev goy, they were ovdei avodah zarah, just like the Mitzrim. That's why they had to undergo Korban Pesach. When the Gemara says in Masechta Megillah, shenehenu mesudaso shaloso rasha, it doesn't mean that they ate non-kosher. And it doesn't only mean that they participated in the debauchery and the hedonic aspects of Ahasuerus's orgy. The Jewish people had become profoundly assimilated. Esther was able to completely conceal her Jewish identity. If you ask me how many identifiable, visible Jews were there in Shushan, I would say one. Ish Yehudi hayah b'Shushan Abira. The level of assimilation was profound. Yet the process of recognizing, perhaps Einan Levadad Yishkon, process of recognizing that there would never be true assimilation, that we were called to a different mission, all the events surrounding Purim created, as I say, this sort of expansive reaction on the part of the Jewish people and a true internalization of the Torah. But Chadashim LaBikarim, this has to be renewed. And it only doesn't only need to be renewed in the collective sense, but each of us has to renew in the individual sense. Seriously ask oneself, to what extent is it a matter mostly of Yira, the expectation, the framework, the exam. To what extent is it truly a matter of identification? Hadar kiblua bimei achashverosh kimu v'kiblu kimu aleihem ashekiblu kvar. Last half step. Not surprisingly, the method towards this is, of course, Talmud Torah itself. When we talk about Avas Hashem, Ezra Sifrei asks, how is it possible? What you don't see, what you don't touch. V'hayu advarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzav chayom al levavecha is the only answer, v'shinatan levanecha. It's by internalizing the beauty of the Torah itself. If we don't want to be a matter simple of acculturation, of social orthodoxy, of practicing that which is de rigueur in the community in which one finds themselves, v'haftas Hashem elokecha is to be achieved through v'hayu advarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzav chayom al levavecha. Through the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and through the Halachos of Torah Shebaal Peh. As the Medrash says, even Dveikus B'Hashem, Ahavas Hashem, is achieved through the study of His Word, Shemitochach HaTamakir Misha Amar V'Haya Olam. So the opportunity that you have to learn from Rabbi Adler, he's part of the Masorah. It's reflected here on the wall. The opportunity that you have to make it your own. To have a Kabbalah me'ahava from a sense of identification and understanding. And let's not kid ourselves, as the Rambam taught us long ago, ha'ava lefi ha'yidiyah. Ha'ava lefi ha'yidiyah. That the greatest Jewish and spiritual experience is the cognitive experience. And thank God everybody in this room has been endowed as such, requisite aptitude to appreciate that truth. Ha'ava lefi ha'yidiyah. So Purim is really a time, a very important time, to reflect on this. Both the need for Kabbalah me'ahava, as well as the means to Kabbalah me'ahava, which itself is Talmud Torah. V'yimei Purim ha'ele lo yavru mitoch ha'yehudim v'zichram lo yosef mizaram. Megillas Esther, the last one in, is the last one standing. Harei yikayemes kechamish echum she'torah chalacha shel Torah shebaal peh. It represents the ultimate Kabbalah satorah, not based on an external force, the pressure, the finger in the dike of the submarine, but something much deeper, more personal, and of course, far more lasting, even to the point of being eternal. So a number of questions. Eitan.